Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 8:26. I'm Howard Feldman. We have managed to get hold of Jurij Toplak, who is a constitutional scholar, an election law and disability law expert. He is a professor, and we're going to be talking to him about trying to understand and limit social media influence. A very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
It's become a major problem all around the world, where we're seeing the use of social media to influence elections, to create animosity. We've seen it certainly with regard to anti-Semitism, with racism. Is there a way that this is going to be internationally managed?
Hello, thank you for your question on this really important topic. Until recently, it was primarily national constitutions and national courts that were responsible for managing freedom of expression issues and setting limits. But over the last years, it is increasingly, international tribunals and international norms became increasingly relevant, because more and more online speech is cross-border. It is carried out on a global level, and it has impact on a global level. So major improvement over the last year, it has been that at least some platforms have established their own quasi courts, which make content moderation decisions in a very similar way that courts do, and they set standards and limits on what can or what cannot be said on internet. For example, Facebook and Instagram last year, they established something called the Oversight Board, which includes about 20 leading legal scholars and other experts, and they set standards on where is the limit between allowed and not allowed expression on these two platforms.
But effectively, as you say, these become de facto courts, which is problematic, because then there is less transparency, less due process. Twitter can decide, no matter what my view or your view might be on Donald Trump, they can decide, well, he doesn't, that they're going to remove him from the platform. And there's very little way to challenge that. We didn't see any evidence that was brought during that process. Isn't that problematic?
It is problematic, but as the law currently is around the world, Facebook, Instagram, and all the other platforms, they are private entities. They are private companies, and they can decide whom they allow to have an account and whom they don't. Just like many other private companies can decide whether someone can talk in their hall, the church can decide who can talk in the church, the restaurant can decide who can stand up and talk in the restaurant, and the platform can decide whom they allow to talk in their platform.
Right.
That's how the law currently stands, I agree, it is highly problematic.
Right, and the problem is that we have almost empowered these tech giants to too great an extent and become too reliant on them as private entities.
Yes, they are much more influential than, let's say, traditional media was 10, 20 years ago, and they can influence not just politics, but also economy and our lives from when we wake up to when we go to sleep.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. It's a conversation that I would love to have in more detail. There was something wrong, unfortunately, with our timing. But I will hopefully get you back on the show, and we will have this conversation in a little bit more detail, because I think it is something that is extremely relevant, and it's going to play a very important part of our thought process, of our dialogue, and how we engage with social media and the power that we allow the tech giants to have over our lives. Juri Toplak, professor and lawyer, I appreciate the time.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.